morning. Welcome to Lake Country Unitarian Universalist Church. My name is Amy Johnson. I'm your board rep this morning. We have a variety of announcements in our order of service, so make sure you look at all of those over very carefully. Don't miss a thing. Make sure to take it home if you would like to read it more carefully later on. I invite you to greet those sitting around you this morning. Particularly welcome you. Please make sure you sign the guest ledger out in the foyer. There's a variety of information available to help you learn more about our church. And I will be in the social hall after the service to answer any questions that you have, or any other member at our church would be happy to do that as well. If you are visiting us with children, we particularly welcome you and invite your children to stay in the service until after the story for all ages, at which time all of the children leave for RA classes, which are located out here. You can also take your child to the nursery at any point if you would like. We enjoy getting to know our guests, so if there's anybody new visiting us today, please feel free to stand up and introduce yourselves. We welcome you.
I'm Kim Jackson.
Welcome. Very nicely. Yeah. Very nice. Probably our fastest introduction to visitors ever, so way to go. Good job. You get the prize today. We enjoy meeting you. Everybody's invited to gather in the social hall after the service for refreshments and conversation. And please put your cell phones on silence at this time. And I hope you find our service this morning inspiring and maybe a little reflective as well.
Good morning. I'm Barb Adams, your worship associate today. This is going to be a little bit of shooting from the hip, so to speak, for me. We have a very special speaker who I will introduce in a moment, but first I would like to light our chalice to celebrate our coming together today. As all of us know, there was a terrible tragedy on Friday in Newtown, Connecticut. It is something unfathomable. It is, I pray, somehow a crisis through which there is an opportunity to heal in our country. I will light a memorial candle for all of those in Newtown who were affected, and each one of us as we seek to find healing energy in our hearts. leader this morning is Dennis Hawk. Dennis is a singer, songwriter, flute maker, and recording artist. He is, is it Cherokee? Cherokee Meskwaki. Has led vision quests and sweat lodges and generally been an amazing person in communities in Wisconsin, and we welcome him here today. He recently has taken up the Kirtan School. His teacher is David Newman. The purpose of Kirtan is to quiet the mind through repetitive chants We quiet the mind through repetitive chant of the mantras in ancient Sanskrit. We will also have, during the prelude, if any of you have brought your UUSC boxes, guest at the table boxes, during the prelude you can bring them up and put them on the table. And now Dennis will give us a story for all ages. If any children, large or small, would like to join us up front, we'd love to have you.
That the smaller, I'm getting a little feedback, so down a little volume a bit. Okay. I love it that the brave, smaller ones come up front. Right. And now, everybody turned their phone off with me, and the reason I did that is because I wanted to show you something, and assuming that I can get it again on my trusty telephone. I want to show you something. But I can't show it to everybody because I don't think you can see it that far. Can you see this? You can hand that around if you want so you can see. Looks like Chinese. Well, it could be. But it's, what is that? It's a, he's got it. What kind of head's he got? It's an elephant, isn't it? Yeah, it's got an elephant head. Just so everybody can see it. And this is Ganesh. And he's an elephant-headed god in Hinduism. And I love this guy.
Now, the reason I love Ganesh, I think I'm going to get a better picture of Ganesh, just because I can. Here. There, you can see him better. Okay. You know, and he's a little portly, you know, he's got a little substance to him. It looks like a Wisconsin guy, you know. And he loves sugar and sweet things. And you can tell that, you know. But who's ever seen a small elephant? You know, I mean they're not small. And so he's a big elephant. He's known as the obstacle remover. So before any ceremony or anything begins in India, we have to remove the obstacles, right? So if you're going to begin a project or creative project, you want to remove all the obstacles first. So the first thing you do is do a Ganesh chant. Now I'm a skeptic and an unbeliever. I fit really well in the UU church. So I'm doing these chants and I've learned how to do them. And I'm down in Chicago. And I'm going to do a show or a thing for yoga in a yoga studio. And I go around and around and around the block. There's no parking within miles. You know, it just isn't there. And I think, you know, after about the 10th time around the block, I think, well, I just got back from chant school and they said Ganesh was the obstacle remover. All right. So next time around the block, I'm going, Jaya Ganesha, Jaya Ganesha, Jaya Ganesha, Pahi Mam, Sri Ganesha, Sri Ganesha. So I'm chanting, right, in Sanskrit. And I chant my way around the block, totally unbeliever. All right. So I get right in front of the studio. This is in Chicago now. And just as I get to the front of the studio, the car pulls out. Just saying, you know. I have no idea. But I want to teach you before you go to your various classes. I'd like to begin to teach you a Ganesh chant that we're going to carry on with the adults in just a minute. Okay, I'm going acoustic on this one. So let's try to just, the word I want you to say with me is Ganapataye. Ganapataye. All the little kids think, what? Ganapati? What? No, Ganapataye is another word for Ganesh. Gana are the soldiers, and he's the head of the soldiers. So that's what Ganapataye, the leader of Ganapataye, Namo Nama. Can you say that with me? Namo Nama. Namo Nama. Ganapataye Namo Nama. It's a mouthful. Okay. You'll get it after the first time through. And then Jai 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 Ganesha. Jai Jai Jai. Yeah, you got it right away, didn't you? Jai 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 Ganesha. And it means victory, victory, victory to Ganesh, the car remover. And you know that anyway. Sure, I do. So here's the way the tune goes. Ganapataye namo namah. Ganapataye namo namah. Ganapataye namo namah. I got to teach you a new word. Rakshamam. Pahimam. Pahimam. You guys are good. Runs in the Unitarian gene. Ganapataye. Hi, Mom. Namonama. Ganapataye. Namonama. Again. Rock that verse, but I want you guys to help me with the chorus. Will you do that? Okay. So, Jai, Jai, Jai Ganesha. Now, this is the elephant walking through the jungle, clearing out the space for spring planting. So what's really important as we get the adults involved as well is we need Jai, Jai. Things in context, so Jai, Jai, Jai Ganesha, boom, 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 boom. So that's what I need, is I need foot stomping and hands on the floor. Here's the elephant going through to clear the path away. So that's what, clear the path. So, you know, and hey, if you've got obstacles in front of you, you've got goals that you want to meet, you know, things and people that get in your way, hey, you know, chant a Ganesh chant. So, you ready? Jai, Jai, Jai Ganesha. Jai, Jai, Jai Ganesha. Jai, Jai, Jai Ganesha. Jai, Jai, Jai Ganesha. Or a hand clap would do. So, Jai, Jai, Jai Ganesha. Well, that works better. Okay, all right. Here we go. I'm going to sing the verse. You guys get the chorus. And then you go home and you sing this all day. And any problems you got, guess what? They're out the window. I'm just saying. Car went. I don't know. Ganapataye, Namo Namaha. Ganapataye, Namo Namaha. That means help me, help me. Rakshamam. You ready? Jai, Jai, Jai Ganesha. 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 Don't forget to sing. Jai, Jai, Jai Ganesha. Jai, Jai, Jai Ganesha. Jai, Jai, Jai Ganesha. Ganapataye. So much more, and there's stories to go with every one of these chants, and maybe sometime I can just come back and do it for the kids. I think that'd be fantastic. You know, all these great stories that apply to our everyday life. As a Native American storyteller, when I went to my kirtan school, I thought I'd just drop right into heaven. You know, I'd be saying, hey, we got that story, we got that story, we got that story. You know, these are the same stories way on the other side of the globe. You know, these are stories from
wherever they come from, but they're gorgeous and beautiful. So wherever you're going, classes or whatever's happening, go for it. I'm done with this part, and have a good day. Namaste.
Okay, I have a little something special before
you go.
I go out.
All right.
It's for the kids and for everybody. I'll get on the mic here. My name is Robin Reed, as most of you know, and most of you know I've been a puppeteer most of my life, so I brought a few of them along, but I'm going to be giving a complete show next Sunday, so I hope some of you can come to see it. It starts with a little girl sleeping in her bed. Oh, my tummy. Oh, my tummy hurts. Oh, I've been eating all those candies. And then somebody comes. Ah, I'm trying to get up out of the basement there. Well, you may think I'm, I don't know what you think I am, but if Christmas time is too much fun, just send for me. I'm the one. I'm the opposite of Santa Claus. Santa's kind. I'm mean as Jaws. Because I'm Ebenezer, a mean old geezer. Ebenezer scrounges at me. I keep my heart in the old deep freezer. Ebenezer scrounges tea. Well, there's something that happens that makes the whole thing change. Because this old guy is... been picking things off the tree, and all the presents that this little girl had give to her parents and her brothers and sisters, and she starts crying, and so he begins to start crying, and he cries, and he cries, and then a little puff of smoke, and oh, and the story goes on where this guy thinks and explains to this little girl that she's been sleeping all that time and everybody's happy. So, but it's a longer story. Please come see it.
We're going to have to get our sound guy on it, I think. But if we... let me try. I'm soft-spoken, but I sing loud. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I hired Ravini as my coach, which was a smart idea. She is very knowledgeable. She has the largest kirtan, ongoing kirtan in the world. 400 people meet in Milwaukee. Next time she'll meet will be the first Sunday in February. You don't want to miss this. 400 people gathered together doing these chants. You cannot imagine the energy of the group. And she's got an eight-piece band, you know, that just is out of sight, Greek improv band. As you notice, I don't have an eight-piece band. You know, I'm doing this alone, solo right now. I've tried my hand at bands. Some of you know that they're very elusive to me. In a typical fashion, we'll begin with three ohms.
Thank you.
Kirtan is like a sweat lodge. We don't do it for ourselves, we do it for the people. And so when we chant, we also chant for the people. And so I'm going to give this chant over to, you know, all of those people that are suffering because of what happened 2 days ago. And keep them in mind. And I actually want to go back to the chant that I was doing with the kids. And we're going to do it adult style. And in kirtan, you're free to clap your hands, get up and dance. And by the way, this UU church is going to have to compete with the one up in Managua because they were all up dancing in the aisles. You know, just got to let you know that this it happens in UU congregations, believe it or not. You know, we're all known for our heady kind of substance kind of thing. And, you know, that's not true. We just got to get below the surface. There we are. Full blown bhakti yoga. Kirtan is the kirtan of the heart. So I want to go back to that Ganesh chant. And, you know, we need to remove some things in this country. There are some things that need to get out of the way. I'm not even sure what they are. You know, I don't need to know. I don't need to know. I just need to stomp my feet, clap my hands, and sing a Ganesh chant. And maybe expect something really great. But you can harmonize, clap your hands, stomp your feet, dance, do anything you want to. But this is call response music, so I get to sing the first verse by myself, and then you sing. So let me have my verse. I sing. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I want to do a piece, and let me do just a quick intro to it. It's the image of the sunrise and sunset. There's certainly some stories that go with this, but just a picture maybe today of when dawn comes over the lake. And you watch dawn come up, you see the sun path that reaches, and it's just like you could walk across the water on the sun path. And in Hinduism, Shiva let down, before he was asked to create people, and he knew what we'd be like, us dwellers. And so he said to Brahma, he said, yeah, well, let me go down and pray about it for a long time, several thousand years. He was down before the water. And finally, Brahma gets upset and goes ahead and creates it. Gets somebody else to. But Shiva, every morning, would greet the dawn by coming up from the waters to meet the dawn. So the heat and the light from his prayers went up to greet dawn. And isn't that a beautiful image? And it's just the metaphor itself is just gorgeous. And so I think of that. And Shiva is the one who calls things into existence and calls them back out. And he does it through dance. He's the dancer, the Nataraja, the dancer. You'll love this chant because it's only got one word for you in it. You know, not these straight words. It's just one word, Nataraja. Now, if you want to get that rolled R, just think of the D. Vaja. So you're putting your tongue in the back of your back of your palate. So, Vaja, Nataraja. And that's the king dancer. You've seen the dancer with the circle, you know, with his hair flying, you know, his dreadlocks flying in all directions. That's Shiva in dance. So he dances things in, dances things out, dances in between. When things are going well, he dances. When things are going poorly, he dances. You know, and I always think of, at the end of the Trail of Tears of the Cherokee Nation, we have dance. We dance with them. As soon as we got to what was then called Indian Territory, we danced. So appropriate. So, I mean, you're free to yourself. Thank you. are all diamonds in God's eyes. Now that becomes a chant. We are all diamonds in God's eyes. We are all diamonds in God's eyes. We are all diamonds in God's eyes. We are all diamonds. Not the Raja. this is quite odd, just that I've never seen it in a video. My wife was videoing me, you know, because I just finished this group and was going to send it off to a friend in Pennsylvania. And all these little spirit lights appeared all over the place. And again, I don't need to do that, so, you know, no magical thinking here. I'm not either, but, you know, I'm just saying, you know.
Thank you.
says, Dennis, it's all God's work. So, yeah, that's that. And I just want to let you know that that's the song that's Diamonds, not the Rajasa, will be released right after Christmas. Go to my Facebook site, Dennis Hawkeye, about the music. It's on your chance. And like my fan page. And all the music is available there. It's coming little by little. You know, I'm in the recording studio now doing it and doing a lot of writing. And it will all come out in bits as we go. Lots of yoga music coming out. But just to let you know that.
Joining us this morning, Dennis, and so great to see all the faces here. We all are together in our congregation and as friends. Have a blessed day.